Let's head back to. Let me introduce Ned. Ned Spector, I met a little, probably about a year and a half ago. He does a lot of corporate social media. He covered the Maccabi games when they were the JCC Maccabi games in Detroit a couple years ago. I came across some of his work and I thought he really sharp guy. So Ned, you want to, you know, take it away?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you guys hear me okay? Okay, cool. An honor to be here. I so appreciate it. I'm excited for you guys. I went to Maccabi games, I think probably like 30 years ago, which is insane. I still feel super young, so no judgment. But I played tennis when it was in Cleveland. It was an international game. So honored to be here. I want to just try to provide you, you know, as much value as I can from the social media side of things. I'm sure a lot of you on here are super savvy in that world. I really wanted to just give you a bit of a lens on what I see working in corporate America on the social side of things, because I think you can really use this as an amazing just ground to learn and sharpen your skills. Because for any of you that want to go on to do this in like as your job, there's just a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. So this is just great for you guys to hear, I think, what's happening on the corporate side of things as you go into the games to do all of this. Just as a little bit of a background, I'm from Minnesota, graduated from Indiana University, and started working at a big talent agency called Creative Artists Agency. Started in the endorsement division, went into the movie side, was in the mailroom, got to work for the president of the agency. And while I was working for him, he acquired IMG's football, baseball, and hockey division. So overnight, CA was in the sports business in a huge world, in a huge way. This was like probably 12 or 13 years ago. And now they're just giant. I think they're actually they're like the most profitable sports agency in the world now. I really felt, and this is important for you guys too, as you just sort of like, you know, go into your careers as well and go through school. You know, while I was in CAA, I kept sort of changing paths a little bit. Like first I was in endorsements. So I was like, oh, that's not really right. I want to get into, you know, into movies, and that didn't feel real right. I sort of kept changing like departments. And I think it's important for you to continue to honor and listen to what is most lighting you up, especially when you're young, because it gets more complicated as you get later in life to do that. But a huge thing for me that I want you to take away from this before we dive into the social side of this is to really honor what your passion is. And that should really show up, especially on the social side. And we'll get to that. But while I was at CAA, again, music was a huge passion of mine. And so I took a step back. I was promoted as a sports agent and was like, yeah, you know, like music is a real passion of mine. So I basically like took a demotion and became an assistant again and moved out to their New York office to learn the music business. And before I had started in that department, it was over the holidays. And my boss said, I need you to go cover a show for a new band that I signed. They're opening up for Miley Cyrus. They're called the Jonas Brothers. And I was like, I didn't even know what like cover a show meant. So I took a train out to New Jersey. I moved to their New York office to learn the music side of the business, and got to the show. And I was like, this is like unbelievable. You could just feel this new group coming onto the scene. And it was a couple of weeks before Camp Rock was coming out on the Disney Channel. And I knew right then that I was going to leave CAA after about 6 years, because I thought that music management was where I wanted to be. That was more entrepreneurial. And so I packed up my apartment, took a taxi over to the hotel, literally took my suitcases, got on the Jonas Brothers tour bus, Demi Lovato. It was just starting too, so we were managing her. And it was just like a rocket ship all around the world. And really learning the music business front row seat. I mean, they were selling out arenas and stadiums. And so it was an amazing experience. And again, I tell you that because, again, I really want you to continue to honor your passion and your voice. Long story short, after I did that, I left to go start my own company, continue to try to find like something was just like, I wanted to be more creative. And then I was like, okay, well, on the representation side, I was like, that's not really fulfilling it. I was like, I want to go create something. And so over the last handful of years, I really have started to find what my passion was to really promote companies that I love. And it was around the time that Instagram started video, which was about 10 years ago. And I started to experiment. I was living in Los Angeles, back in LA at the time, and had started to just like see that companies weren't producing enough social media content. And the pattern that I've now seen as I get more and more into this and have really doubled down on it over the last, I would say, year and a half to do it full time as my job. But the pattern, and I want you guys to know this because it's so important, like what you're going to do right now, because I would say 99% of companies, what you're going to do right now to create all this content, 99% of companies need you. They don't have time to produce content. They're not making it a priority like they should. They don't understand the nuances of the platforms. And this is where you guys come in. Listen, I'm 43, so I'm a lot older than you guys going to the games. And I still feel super young because a lot of these people that are running these companies have no idea the nuances of TikTok and why they should be posting Facebook Reels instead of regular posts, or what YouTube Shorts is. They have no idea. And so when Neil and I were talking, I was excited. And again, hopefully I can bring you guys some value, but I really wanted to like drive home the point of like, you know, you guys understand social media. Corporate America really is super slow and they don't yet. Most don't. And so some of you coming out of this may really want to do this. You know, maybe you want to be videographers or editors or creators or personalities. It's so, I feel like it hasn't even begun yet. Like we're so early on in corporate. So I can't stress enough the opportunity that you have to go create, go do, go experiment. And I think a huge thing that I want you to take into the games is like bring, and you see, I keep coming back to this because I think it's so important. And you guys know this, but what works on social is authenticity. And I know you guys know this, but be you. Like, and if Neil is okay with this in the team, but like some of you, yeah, may cover sports. Like some of you may, maybe it's like the food. Maybe it's the lifestyle element. Maybe somebody going to Argentina, maybe one of you guys who's going to create, maybe you're like, gosh, well, like I really love the culture. Like maybe some of your content is that. I happen to love kind of man on the street interviews. I have this tiny mic that I use that I love that people enjoy. Like maybe your thing is that. Maybe you want to be like, you know, the Seacrest. Find what speaks to you, you know, and don't be afraid if it's different. You know, don't do what everyone is doing. Don't do what's working. Do you, because that's going to cut through and you're going to enjoy that and people will feel that. Another thing too, like take us on the ride. Maybe you're more like documentary vibe. Like maybe you're looking at this through the lens of like Netflix, you know, like maybe it's like, well, wow, let me document the whole thing. Like me as a consumer now following you guys on Instagram, I would love to see what your journey is. Hey, I'm like literally now, like what's happening as you prepare for the games? What adapters are you getting? What are you bringing? What you got to pack in one suitcase? Like, you know, I'm a huge fan of Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. You should follow him because I think he's one of the best creators in the game, especially on the corporate side of things. He does social for some of the biggest brands in the world. And he has this idea of document, don't create, meaning you don't all the time need these shiny edits and taking a long time. Like a lot of it can just be bite-sized, you know, 10, 15 second clips, like starting now. Okay, we're 20 days away from leaving. What are we doing today? Well, today, blah, blah, blah. Like that sort of like vlog vibe. So again, there's a whole, you know, there's a whole buffet of what you can do. And I think, again, as long as it's in the parameters and Neil, you're cool with it, I think, you know, the more variety and the more of like you bring to it is huge. Another thing I'll say too is I think a lot of content isn't working for, especially in corporate, is because people are selling too much. And I'd say the biggest thing I can tell you is number one, be you, bring your passion into it. But two, bring value. Like really think about before you post, why am I posting? Is this for like my own ego and to look cool and to get views? Or is this to provide some sort of value? Maybe that value is entertainment. Maybe that value is to report a score or a story or something cool that you saw. You know, it's this idea of like educational entertainment. But you should really focus on, like, really think about, like, why am I posting this? Like, what value is this about to bring to somebody? So again, like, passion and value, I found, like, focus on that as your intersection. Another thing too, and I apologize because I'm just throwing a lot at you and I really want to leave some time for questions too. Another thing too, two apps that you should download and take with you that are really great. And I actually think I think one of them is free. Maybe one is like, I don't know, it's like 10 bucks or something, but it's worth it. One is called CapCut, and you may already know this, but CapCut is super easy to use. You can edit on your phone, and I'm not like a great editor at all, but super helpful for clips because, again, the macro produces the micro. So you may go to a restaurant and have a steak dinner, which, again, I think this whole lifestyle thing can be just huge because most people haven't been to Argentina. But you could go to a restaurant and film, you know, 10, 15 videos that are longer clips. Maybe it's an interview and an interview this or whatever. Show me what's on the menu. But that'll produce, you know, that could produce 20 micro moments because, as you guys know on social, like if you take a 3-minute video, that could be 6 different short videos that work across the board and you can just clip them on CapCut. You know what I mean? And again, another thing too, the first 3 seconds are critical. I'm sure a lot of you follow Mr. Beast. He's a beast and he's creating incredible content. A couple of things I'm picking up from him. First 3 seconds, you got to grab your people. Like, it's got to be fire out of the gate. Like, there's no intro. Like, the intro, and by the way, I don't, like, everybody's got their story, like, you know, their own style, but major, because as you guys know, people are scrolling so fast, you got to grab people in the first 3 seconds. It's critical. Also, thumbnails. Don't underestimate what that frame is when people are looking at, like, what they want to click on. That's big, too. So, like, choose the right picture that represents the video. Some of you may be amazing illustrators and graphic designers, and maybe that's your thing. Maybe there's someone on your team that just, like, cranks out thumbnails. I read or heard somewhere that Mr. Beast spends $100,000 on each thumbnail. You know, like, that's how much importance he places on it. So not that you need to spend $100,000, but you can put some smoke on it and really, you know, step your game up. Those are the nuances that are important. The other app is called Captions. So again, Captions. I read some stat that like 80% of videos or something are watched without sound. I would 100%, you should not post a video without captions. Huge. You can use them in the app, but I find, again, step your game up. It'll take you an extra couple minutes. But like, I'll take a video, I'll clip it within CapCut, and then I'll upload it to the Captions app. And then you can really put some cool captions on it. You can add colors. It emphasizes words. It puts in emojis. So CapCut and Captions I use every day. So those are a couple of the things. I'm just trying to look at my notes here. Also, something to keep in mind too. I've had videos get millions of views that are edited. And I've had videos get almost just as many views, maybe not as many, but really go viral, that are just clipped and not edited. So again, depending on what you have, use the resources that you have. A big thing, as you guys know, is the element of speed. So you got to balance. It's like, if you go the whole games and you're trying to like perfect this post, it's like, yes. And again, I don't want to take away, like, maybe your thing, you're going to like post one big documentary, totally cool. But I think most of you should focus on like this idea of like, it doesn't have to be perfect. If there's value in it, post it, keep it moving, because this will allow you to test. So if you get there and you're cranking out content, you're posting 3-4 times a day, you'll get to step back and see, whoa, like the food, you know, like, and you should try and test. Like, maybe you do an interview with an athlete and you do some, you know, whatever, like, going to a restaurant or lifestyle, this, like, if you try 3 or 4 or 5 different things, you get to test and you get to see, because it's like, we don't get to decide what works. The market gets to decide. So you, if you see a video is getting, you know, a lot of views and it's getting engaged with and it's getting shares and it's getting comments, look at that. But you only get to see data if you're posting a good amount. So balance like perfection with value and what your intentions are. You know what I mean? So like, you got to try to move at the speed of the games while putting out like the best content that you can. And again, maybe you're working on a bigger edit, fine. But I'm telling you, I've seen videos that like I've spent like no time on. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to post and see how this does. And it gets, you know, 11,000 views. So constantly be looking, testing. Distribution is key. Like, content is just half the battle. You got to make sure you're hitting it everywhere. Like, don't just hit Instagram. Hit Instagram Reels. Put it on Instagram Stories. Facebook Reels. Like, don't post it as a Facebook post. Facebook Reels is way over-indexing. And you'll get a lot more views. Hit TikTok. YouTube Shorts. Cannot scream this enough. YouTube Shorts. The organic reach is off the charts. Like, don't forget about YouTube Shorts. It's huge. And you will pick up thousands of views. A thing I'll say about YouTube, as you guys know, it's the second largest search engine behind Google, because it's owned by Google and people are using YouTube to search. Massive opportunity for you guys because it's still so new. There's not enough YouTube Shorts filling the pipe yet, so you're going to get views. But caption it differently than Instagram because you got to think about the way people are searching. So like you can be fun and cute on Instagram and like snappy, whatever. But on YouTube, if you're at the if you're at a steakhouse and, you know, in Buenos Aires, like capture it like trying the steak at XYZ restaurant in Buenos Aires, because there's not a lot of people posting shorts in that specific like niche. So really be thinking about how you caption it. Like much more generically, I'm seeing work. Almost like, you know, almost like an SEO, like search engine optimization vibe. Like think of it as a headline because you want to match it to what people are searching. So that's a ton. I just wanted to give you a lot just to sort of like review. Bring your passion to it. Focus on value. Try a lot of things so that you can look back and test. Make sure you're maximizing distribution of your posts. But again, like just really bring your passion to it and really be authentic and really try different things. Maybe, by the way, maybe some of you, and again, if this is cool with Neil and the team, like maybe you love to write. Like maybe you're like your communication is writing. Maybe you, I don't know, maybe there's audio, maybe there's a podcast element, maybe you're interviewing athletes. Like just really don't be afraid to honor you, your passion, but bring value to it. Do not be obsessed with the views also. Again, I say test and see what's doing well, absolutely. However, and this trips me up mentally a lot, and I'm really trying to be aware of it, do not be obsessed with views. Just because one video got 117 views and another got 2,000, but if you love doing the video that got 117 views, you should keep doing that. You know, you never know. Like maybe there's, and this has happened to me before, you know, you think a video flops, but maybe you'll get a brand deal out of it. Maybe you help inspire somebody. Maybe somebody's having a bad day and you did some, you know, man, woman on the street interview vibe and it was inspiring, asking people what, you know, their favorite part about the game was or what they're grateful for, or just some positive thing. Maybe you inspired somebody. So you get to decide what success is. Yes, views are really nice, but it's not everything. You know, it's not everything. So I want to caution you with that because you can get really obsessed with it and checking it a million times. And I'm guilty of this, but make sure that you are defining what success is and it's not always views. So I want to pause there because I threw a lot at you. And if anybody has any questions, please feel free to jump in. Sorry, I feel like I vomited at you. I apologize.
I'm sorry. Did you say, can I check? Okay.
Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah. Ned, you were touching on this a little bit, kind of like at different points, but I wanted to just ask a specific question about it. You were talking about testing a lot. If you were to put something up, or someone wants to put something up, and you think it's really good, and it doesn't do what you think it should do, is there value in taking it back down?
Don't.
Rebranding it, putting it right back up?
Don't. Do not do that. I'll tell you why. I've thought, don't do that. Like, because a lot of these platforms, sometimes, and this has happened on both Instagram and TikTok, but more recently on Instagram, I'll have a video, I'll post it, and this happened to me personally, this happened for brands, I'll post it and it like flops, and then in like 3 days it just takes off, or 4 days. Like, the algorithm is weird, like nobody quite understands it, at least I don't, but I've seen patterns, absolutely. And sometimes, and I've seen it on TikTok too, like a video, it could be months, and all of a sudden, like, it just becomes like evergreen and just hits. So I would say, here's what I would say to that. Never take a video down, but I would say, if you know a video is fire, post it, and then a couple days later or whatever, or down the road, post it again. I was just having a conversation with a guy who owns a, I'm now in Michigan, but he owns this, this cool hamburger and shake place. He's super, he's crushing it on both Instagram and TikTok. And I noticed as I was going through his feed, because I went to go do some content at his restaurant last week, and I was noticing on his feed, I saw him post, he was interviewing, and by the way, I can't stress enough, like, man, woman on the street, like, interviews are huge, play huge. And you could, somebody who wants to do that and has that kind of personality, huge. But he had posted a video. I mean, I can't stress it enough. And by the way, you may do an interview for 2 minutes. And back to what I was saying, the macro gives you the micro. You could have 6 15-second videos out of one interview. And they'll crush. People love that stuff. But I noticed he had posted a video. He was interviewing people. He interviews all over, like, town, and he takes his milkshakes to different places and asks people to do a taste test. And he was in Target and asked these people, like, it was just like a whatever video, and it was fun, whatever. And I saw he had posted it like a week ago, and then he posted it again, and it has like 2 million views. And he said, he was like, he cycles videos, like, he'll post them like every you know, few weeks. You guys can do a mini version of that. But like, if you know a video is like great, don't be afraid to post it again, because like a lot of times people just won't see it. So, but I would say 100% don't take it down, because the upside of it, something happening, is far greater than it will never happen if you take it down. But literally, it will. I'm telling you, especially there, because like, I do it downtown Detroit here, and the videos do really well, because I think people just like seeing other people and bring a positive, like, slant to it. Like, I would, if I was going to the games, I would legitimately get it's, oh, here, let me, hold on. I carry this. This is like my nerd wallet I keep. This thing is like my sword. I love this thing so much. I don't know if you can see this thing, but it's a mini mic. And you just get like an adapter to like plug it into the bottom. But like, if I was going to the games, I would be asking every athlete, every person in the town, like, how are the games going? What's your favorite part so far? What's your favorite food that you've ordered here? Like, what's been the most challenging part? What's your advice to future game goers? I mean, like, you can have a field day with like man, woman on the street. And that content crushes on social. Crushes. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it definitely does. No, and you expanded on it too. Thank you.
For sure.
And Ned talked about this and whether it was cool. And I think I said it from day one that, like, it's so important for you as a media team, but also that you experience. You're not just there to cover the sports, the X's and O's, and the final scores. Like, it's the Maccabi Pan Am experience. And that, we're going to even talk about that in a few minutes, but like, kind of about your next project. But it's the culture, Jewish history, the economy, food. Like, we want you to, you know, document, which Ned used a word, which is perfect, like, everything. And like, if the trade-off is like, we don't mention the score or do a piece on the score of a futsal match, it's fine if you're that day, you're like, hey, I just want to do something on the fan zone that they have at this venue, walk around and you kind of like let people see what's going on. Like, that's what we want. I don't necessarily care what you guys choose to cover, but I want you to just have fun yourselves and also give our viewers, you know, just a taste of what you're experiencing and what the athletes are experiencing. So don't be married to like, oh my God, I'm covering the sport. Like, I need to, you know, be that precise and give every score and every, you know, high scores and stats and all that. Like, some days you're going to cover a game and report on the game, but the next day, like, do food or, you know, and again, these don't have to be complicated. They don't have to be super well edited. Some of you will be doing different things every day, but yeah, like, just think about getting really good, quick, engaging, entertaining content out there, wherever you are.
And by the way, I'll say, like, from working with like corporate clients, what Neil just said is like the best news any of you could get, because it means it's wide open. Like, if I'm one of you guys and I hear that, I'm like, oh man, like, because you can go no wrong. It's like, just honor what speaks to you the most. And that's what's going to cut through. And that's what I wish more brands understood. If they just let creators, like, my very favorite clients are the ones that are just like, because I approach clients and I'm like, I approach companies all the time and I'm like, I love your car wash. I love your restaurant. I love your meditation app. I love you. Like, and when they let me just create around what's most authentic to me, that content always does the best. And so what Neil is saying is amazing, because like some of you may be like, gosh, I just want to like go cover like the I would just keep going back to this as an example, because I would do like the food. Like, you know what I mean? Or the people, or like the culture. And by the way, some of you may be absolute sports nuts, which is great. And you'll love to just be like the sports reporter. So the variety that and the freedom to create, I think, is so is really exciting. That's super cool.
Any more questions for Ned?
Yeah, please. And anything.
Use this time, yeah. Simon, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, Ned, do you... Awesome presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Your energy. And yeah, I think we're all really lucky to hear what you
have. Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Do you have any insight or thoughts about like time to post, days of the week, times of the day? Do you ever think about that? Or does the algorithm, does it not matter? Just put it up there.
It's a great question. I would say that, and by the way, really do follow Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm not even kidding you. 90% of what I'm telling you, I've learned from him, and it works. Like I've gotten multiple clients from, I mean, it's like, he's so helpful. And I would say that what I'm learning the most is, if you can, and I say this, like, here's what I would say, do what you can stay consistent with that doesn't stress you out. If you can, I'd be hitting every which way at any time. Like the game, if you have the content, I believe you can't post enough because people are consuming at such a voracious rate. So, but I would say like a good metric for you guys, I'd hit people in the morning when they're waking up, because the first thing we all do is check our phone. So like, you know, you're hitting at 7, 8, 9 a.m. when people are eating breakfast, hit them. People are breaking for lunch, 12, 1 o'clock, hit them. People are, you know, taking a little break at 3, hit them. People are, you know, 6, hit them. People are in bed, 10. So like, I would hit when people are looking at their phones. The reality is we're looking at our phones every second of every day. And so again, without stressing you out, like, you really can't go wrong. But if you were saying, you know what, I'm gonna aim for 3 times a day, I'd go like breakfast, lunch, dinner. But be experimenting, like, you know, super interested, like, that allows you to test. Like, you may see people, and I see this, like, you know, that like 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock even, like, people are in bed. It's like, a lot of times you're just looking at your phone versus like looking at the TV. Like, this is the TV now. So I would be experimenting, but like, those, I would say those 3 core times are what I'm seeing the most. But like, my feeling is too, you guys are going to be like so run and gun all the time. If you have a great piece of content, post it. Like, even if it's 2:41 and you're like, no, Ned said that, like, just post it. Because like, at the end of the day, like you said, I still feel like the algorithm is just going to do what it does. And good content is good content is good content. It will find its way. And because you guys are going to be so busy, just rip it. Like, just post it. And unless it's like 3 a.m, like I would say, like, that probably isn't going to work. But I'm always like, listen, and we're all so busy. And I do this like during the day. I'm like, I have a good piece of content and it might be 3:30. I'm like, I'm posting it, you know, because it's like, if it needs to find somebody, it's going to find the right people if it's good.
Gary V, is this
talking
about on Instagram with over 10 million followers?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, good. All right.
I'll try to summarize, maybe do some bullet points and send some links to some of the things that Ned talked about with CapCut and captions.
Yeah.
They're easy for you guys to find. I'll circle back in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Send a follow-up email.
By the way, just to touch on that real quick. Two things real fast. Sorry. But Gary on social is great, but also his podcast too, like, is amazing. So listen to his podcast as well. And just to like double click into those apps for a second, like, I can't tell you enough. Like, I literally use them every day. And, you know, I do have an editor for more like shiny pieces when there's budget and the brands need that. But again, like, I have content all the time that's performing well, where I'll just clip it, make sure that I start at like the moment, and then take it and put in captions. Like, you'll be ahead of most if you have those two apps working.
And one of the things I know Ned and I had talked about a couple months back was just like the consistency of posting. Post as often as you can, but don't post one day, skip 2 days, then post something. It's like, the more consistent you are with posting, the better the content will be viewed and better chance of going viral. But again, it's just like, just get into that workflow, a consistent workflow, so you're generating content. We want you to start, you know, before you go, start documenting your trip while you're there. And when you get back, you're probably going to have plenty of video and clips and stuff we shoot both on our EXA cameras, but also, you know, the play-by-play. We can go back and do little reels and the stuff you do on your phone. Like, when you get back, keep generating that content. We want to keep the momentum going, before we're there, while we're there, and certainly after we're there. So just kind of, if you can get into a good routine and just be consistent, I think you're going to find much better results overall. At least,
it's a great point. I'm so glad you brought it up. The consistency is key. And one of my least favorite things to do, but you got to do it, that really helps, is a content calendar. And it can be super, super simple, but it helps you be more intentional. And you don't have to follow it like to a T, but even literally putting on like a Google Share doc or whatever, of just like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then like, you can just do like AM post, PM post, like AM post, PM post. And you can start filling it in, because like, you're gonna start to get a lot of content and you're gonna forget. And again, it doesn't have to be perfect. And it's my least favorite thing to like do. I just like, I don't know, I just, my mind, I don't like to do it. But it really helps you be more intentional about what you're doing, especially as you learn. If you're like, okay, well, I'm really seeing that people are loving the man, woman on the street thing, I'm going to hit that every morning. So then you start putting in and you're like, AM, boom, AM on Wednesday, AM on Thursday. And then you can start to like fill in. So that's another thing too, that I think, again, if you want to be great at it, you got to do the things that most people are not doing. Do that. It's like, again, for the people that also want to do this for their career, start to think about like, if like really use this lens of like, if I was going and Maccabi was hiring me for this, they were paying me to do this, how would I operate? And again, not everybody will do that, but like for the ones that are really amped on this, like, I'm telling you, you can make absolute six figures doing this. And it's just beginning in corporate. Like, whether you're a creator, whether you're an editor, graphic designer, like, the brands need this. So really use this as an opportunity to have some fun, but like to really cut your teeth on like what's happening in corporate. Like, I believe, and I've heard this from Gary, and I believe this, like, every company is going to have an editor in chief. Like, how could you not? Like, this is where everyone is living. If you can't tell your story from a brand perspective, you're not in the game. You know, and the people who tell their stories and understand how to use these apps and understand how to tell stories in a way that is being consumed on social, you know, it matters. And one other thing I'll say too is, back to the experimentation thing, like, I'd say, again, on average, you'll see, and you should really go in the insights and see who's watching, see how long they're watching. But a lot of people are just dropping off after like 9 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds. So I would say most of your videos should probably be in the 20-second zone. However, maybe you know, one out of every 10 videos, post a four-minute video and see what happens. Like, again, if you have an epic interview and like you test it, post the whole thing and then post clips of it. Another thing, again, that I learned from Gary, and this is really helpful, it's an and game. It's not or. It's not like you did a four-minute interview and like, gosh, should I post the whole thing or should I post like micro clips of it? Do both. Do both. Post the whole thing, wait a day or two, and then just start ripping like clips from it. You know, like you'll start to see what people like. Like for my own content, like the stuff that way over indexes is the man on the street stuff. So like I know, like you start to see the patterns and trends because you're looking at it. So and if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to help, and I'm here and I'm cheering you guys along. And by the way, you know, think of me when you post, cause I'm part of your audience. And Neil will tell you obviously who your audience is, but like think of like I'm a big part of your audience. Like I went, there's a nostalgic factor. You know, I went to the games a while ago. Now, you know, one day my kids will go, but like I get to live like vicariously through you. I don't get to go to Argentina. Like, take me on a ride. I'm a perfect test scenario because I'll be watching you guys and like, yo, do more of this. Like, so I'm here as a resource and a fan and a consumer.
Awesome. And I'll be sure to share Ned's email with everybody. If you guys want to reach out on your own, I know Ned, you offered.
Absolutely. Before, so absolutely.
Really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Like I said, I can't thank you enough because some dinosaurs like me and probably Mark will agree. I don't know if I want to speak for Amy and Matt, but like you guys are way ahead of all of us when it comes to social. I think you have such a great opportunity with the time we're going to be in Argentina to just really throw a lot of great content out there besides what we're doing, streaming, writing, and the daily packages from a social standpoint. So
for sure.
And we're going to let you be creative and figure a lot of it out on your own. But it should be really cool. So thanks for your help.
Absolutely, guys. Have fun and reach out anytime. Don't hesitate.
Cool. Thanks, Ed.
You got it.
Let's take a quick break.